Well, I hope it's about your love for the Eucharist and not that you're worried about me. The emotion is powerful. Today we celebrate the Solemnity of Corpus Christi, which was established back, I believe, in the 12th century following a Eucharistic miracle. It happened in Bolsena, Italy. There have been many, many miracles over the years, over the centuries. Instances where the consecrated host miraculously became the flesh of a heart, a human heart, or that the host began to bleed, or many other sorts of miracles that help us to understand the miraculous nature of this great gift of the Eucharist, that Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. The substance changes, the body, that the bread and the wine become a new substance, the flesh of Jesus Christ. So we know that the Eucharist isn't just something, it's someone. Jesus hungers for us to come to him. He desires us to be with him, to know him, to be present to him, to receive him worthily in the Eucharist as often as we can. Jesus gave us this way of communing with him, and it wasn't just an option. He didn't say, do this if you want to, or do if it's convenient, or if you got nothing better to do, or if you're bored. He said, do this, meaning celebrate the Mass. Receive him physically and tangibly present in the Eucharist. During my time studying over in Rome, there was an old priest that was on staff there. His name was Monsignor Lyons. He was my spiritual director. And he was a little bit of an oddball. At times he could get away with that, though, because he was older, and what are you going to do, fire him? I don't know. So he, anyway, one time I was riding with him in the elevator, and the elevator at the North American College where we were living is sort of gold colored on the inside, and there's mirrors and stuff. And so when we were going in and the doors were shutting, he said something like, oh, this must be what Jesus feels like when we put him in the tabernacle. And I thought it was pretty funny at the time. As I reflected on it, though, it became something that kind of made sense to me. It helped me to think about, how do I treat Jesus? You know, he's here in the tabernacle. Do I just put him away and just say, Jesus, it was great being with you for a few minutes, but now you can just stay over there for the rest of the week, or at least till tomorrow, for my sake, and don't really interfere with the rest of my life. And you just stay out of everything else. So I think sometimes it's good for us to reflect on how do we spend time with Jesus? How do we receive him in the Eucharist? How much is our devotion to Jesus in the Eucharist? How strong is it? How present is it in our lives? It's actually pretty crazy what we believe about the Eucharist. You know, I think we are called to have faith, to believe, not just blindly. We have these miracles that show us, yes, Jesus does come in the Eucharist. We have lots of things that we know about our faith that help us to believe. But it is a challenging teaching. Jesus made himself available to us in this very tangible way. Do I really believe that? Does my life reflect that? We can be with him in his presence at Mass, in adoration, with him in the tabernacle, if we come to the church and pray. Do we ever go out of our way to visit him, to spend time to talk to him, to spend time in his presence? You know, if we don't believe in the real presence, that's pretty ludicrous what we believe and what we do. Spend time with bread. Spend time talking to bread. Spend time just hoping that bread is going to speak to me. But that's what we believe as Catholics. Jesus comes to us in the host, in the precious blood. We actually believe that the Eucharist is not something, but it is someone. And not just anyone, but it's God. This is our Creator, our Savior. God comes to us in a humble wafer that looks like a little piece of bread. That's what we believe. It's not just a symbol. Jesus isn't just spiritually present, he's also physically present in the Eucharist. He says to us, the bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. These words of Jesus tell us what the Eucharist is. It's not something that the church just made up. You can't make this stuff up. No one would believe it if it wasn't true. He says, amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. It seems pretty clear that Jesus is telling us we are to consume his flesh and his blood, and that doing so has a clear connection to our eternal salvation, to our life in Christ. It helps us to be in communion with him. And just in case we didn't believe it at this point, he reiterates himself. He says, for my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. In some sense, it is easier to try to explain it away, to try to read it in a spiritual way, or merely a symbolic way. But to do so is to do mental gymnastics to avoid believing and following what Jesus actually said. Why do people try to understand Jesus' words in a different way? A different way than the traditional Catholic view? I think there are lots of reasons, but probably it mostly comes down to that it's hard to believe, isn't it? Jesus is here. He's in the tabernacle with us. God, he's here with us. It requires a certain response from us, if it is true that Jesus is here. A response that many people aren't ready to make, perhaps, to worship the Eucharist, to adore the Lord in the Eucharist, to believe in the supernatural power of God, that he enters into the world every day, at every Mass. He's not just some distant being. He isn't just a made-up idea, a crutch for the weak-minded. This is God. He comes to us. And if that's true, we can't ignore it. It changes our center of gravity. It changes the way we ought to participate in the Mass. We have to acknowledge his presence. And sometimes we'd rather not, right? Sometimes it's just easier to keep to ourselves, to be in the first place myself, rather than putting God in the highest place. But God so humbled himself to come to us in this way, in the Eucharist. So I guess the invitation today for each one of us is to have that deeper devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. Think about how you relate to Jesus in the Eucharist. How do you prepare to receive him? How do you commune with God in the Eucharist? Do you give due honor and reverence to him? Maybe we could all work on remembering that Jesus is present in the Eucharist. Maybe we could try to visit him more often, either by coming to the chapel or going to adoration, or maybe just going to Mass more often, maybe once in the week or so. Maybe we could attend daily Mass more often. Maybe we could simply just try to show a greater attention to Jesus when we receive him. I think each of us can do something, some growth in the way that we have this devotion, this knowledge that Jesus comes to us in the Blessed Sacrament. Today, as we celebrate this great feast, it's a good day for us to ponder how we might do that, how we might come to know Jesus, to make our ideas a reality by following through on growing our devotion to Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament.